Chapter 46 Translator. Zia Editor. Ellie, at the beginning of winter, the capital city experienced its first light snowfall. Today happened to be the grand opening of Ducian's Elegance Garden. Invitations were sent to all the esteemed lords and gentlemen well in advance. Fortunately, the snow was not heavy enough to hinder travel. During the autumn hunt, Xu Ting managed to hunt a white fox, and it was now fashioned into a luxurious cloak for Ducian. Chanar carefully draped the cloak around Ducian, while Shukin handed him a hand warmer filled with charcoal. They all got into a carriage and set off towards the Elegance Garden. At this early hour, the snow was gently falling, resembling willow catkins floating in the sky. The roofs of buildings were covered with a light layer of snow, and the indigo-colored tiles were still partly visible. The coachman flicked the reins, "Go!" The horses pulling the carriage trotted along, and the snow on its mane was shaken off. Due to the snowfall, there were not many pedestrians on the road, so Ducian arrived at the Elegance Garden quickly. The entrance to the garden was closed but not locked, and they easily pushed it open to enter. In the Elegance Garden, the servants and attendants working were all bought by Ducian himself. They were not servants of the Wang family, as their contracts were in his hands. Their monthly wages were not paid through the Qingfeng courtyard's accounts. That's why these people called Ducian master and not lord. "Master, you're here," Ducian replied. "Is everything prepared? The esteemed guests will arrive soon." "Don't worry, master. Everything is ready. The servants in the garden have gone through several rehearsals and will serve them well." As they spoke, Ducian had already walked through the open area and entered the house. Shukin closed the paper fan and placed it on the nearby shelf. "It snowed today, so all outdoor activities need to be postponed. Prepare more charcoal and stoves." From the outside, this garden still looked the same because its original design was already splendid. Moreover, it differed significantly from the architectural style of Dian. Dian had only been founded for 3 generations, and simplicity was still the prevailing trend. However, this detached mansion, once owned by the former empress, was just like that fallen nation across the river, with extravagant pavilions, towers, intricately carved beams, and painted rafters, exhibiting utmost splendor and luxury. After Ducian's renovation, the mansion remained unchanged, but the plant varieties inside were all replaced, and the excessively exaggerated artificial mountains were broken down and rebuilt, significantly enhancing the sense of space. However, the most crucial changes were made to the interior. Many walls were torn down, formerly independent pavilions were now connected. The original doors have been removed, transforming many enclosed rooms into semi-open spaces. Since this was not a residence but a place to entertain guests, Ducian desired that the refined guests visiting the Elegance Garden could freely stroll in various areas. After inspecting the surroundings, Ducian heard the creaking sounds of the carriage wheels from outside. Unexpectedly, Wang Nisheng had arrived early. He was wearing a red cloak with a white sable fur trim on the outer edge of his hat, making him appear remarkably splendid and charming. "Xian, I'm here." In truth, Wang Nisheng's illness hadn't completely healed, and when Ducian sent the invitation, he specifically advised him to prioritize his health. However, Wang Nisheng still came because how could he not show support for Ducian? As a result, Wang Nisheng dressed very warmly, making his face appear even smaller. "Come in quickly. It wouldn't be good if you catch a cold again." The Elegance Garden was equipped with underfloor heating, and as soon as Wang Nisheng entered, he no longer felt cold. He took off his cloak and handed it to his servant, but a dainty-looking young servant came over to take the cloak. Wang Nisheng's servant looked a bit bewildered, so Ducian chuckled and said, "Give it to him." Wang Nisheng immediately gestured to his servant to hand over the cloak to the other young servant, who then hung it on a wooden rack. Ducian met Wang Nisheng's curious gaze and said, "They are all young servants serving I." In the garden, dressed in uniform clothing, "If you have any requests, you can directly ask them." Then Ducian asked, "Would you like to take a look around first or sit down for a while?" Wang Nisheng said, "Let's sit for a while. If someone comes, you won't be able to entertain them later." Ducian then led Wang Nisheng to sit on the side. Their position was excellent, with a window next to them offering a beautiful view of a flower trellis. Unfortunately, it was winter, and all they could see outside was the drifting snow. There was a brazier on the floor, placed on 2 cushions, and next to it was a low table with a slender white vase holding a camellia flower. It was a pity that the plum blossoms hadn't bloomed yet, otherwise, they would have placed a plum branch inside. On the low table, There was also a small booklet that piqued Wang Nisheng's curiosity. He picked it up and flipped through it, finding a catalog of various wines and snacks. Of course, there were also trendy new foods like shaved ice and milk tea, which were highly sought after. Du Xian smiled and asked, "What would you like to drink?" Wang Nisheng replied, "With so many types of wine, how did you manage to find them all?" Du Xian said, "I dug a wine cellar below, and as for these wine brews, we have to thank Xu Ting." Wang Nisheng said, "I know Xu Ting is good to you. In the future, I'll have to ask the Seventh Princess to build such a place for me too." Du Xian joked, "So, you're trying to compete with me in business?" The young servant brought the wine and poured it into the pot, which was then placed on the brazier. On the low table, they arranged several types of pastries and fruits. Gradually, more and more lords arrived. Du Xian didn't invite too many people, just a few dozen, most of whom were young lords like him. This group was the first set of guests he aimed to develop. Due to the weather, a few of them decided not to come at the last minute, sending their apologies through their servants. Each person who entered the place, like Wang Nisheng, was pleasantly surprised. They didn't have high expectations for the elegant small garden Du Xian mentioned, but now that they saw it, they realized it was a truly wonderful place. As they entered, they felt completely relaxed. Du Xian asked them all to take a seat, and have something to drink to warm up before delving deeper into exploring the garden. The elegance garden was quite spacious, with the outdoor area even larger than the indoor space, allowing activities like boating, strolling through the garden, playing pitchpot, having picnics, and more. However, the winter weather wasn't ideal for such activities. Indoors, they could sit and rest, chat while eating and drinking, and there were also places for playing pai gao, doing embroidery, making decorative stationery, playing chess, and enjoying tea. Inside the garden, there was even a theater stage where they could enjoy music and performances. After strolling around, everyone marveled and fell in love with the place. They couldn't normally gather so many entertaining activities at their homes. Then, Du Xian invited everyone to freely experience the offerings, and today all the wines and snacks were complimentary. The lords dispersed into groups of two or three, enjoying themselves more and more, and decided to invite others during their leisure time. Du Xian, Wang Nisheng, and a few other familiar lords went upstairs and sat by a brazier, sipping the wine in small cups and chatting about unrelated topics. Suddenly, one of the lords said, "Have you heard? The second young lady of the Lu family is really going to marry the son of that merchant." Then immediately glanced at Du Xian, unsure whether to continue the conversation. After all, the second young lady of the Lu family had a connection with Du Xian. Du Xian felt a little uncomfortable, not because of the cancelled marriage contract between him and Lu Jilan, but because he remembered what happened during the autumn hunting. Lu Jilan had been entangled with Mo Zian for a long time without making any decisions, but right after the autumn hunting, news spread that she was getting married. It was probably because of what happened during that event. Du Xian smiled a little. He had been avoiding recalling the events of that day. However, what Lu Jilan did to Mo Zian was something that, if she didn't marry him, wouldn't be fitting for a woman. In our recent days, the incident of the crown princess being attacked by a wild beast in the hunting ground gradually subsided, with rumors spreading that she was recuperating and not seriously injured. After the empress ordered a thorough investigation, the fourth princess was cleared of suspicion, and the ban was lifted. However, she appeared calm and didn't seem to be in a rush to do anything, unlike what people had expected. On the other hand, the crown princess was currently in a good mood. With the crown princess resting, many court affairs fell on her shoulders, leading to an increase in officials trying to curry favor with her. "Oh, what happened?" Du Xian asked. The others immediately understood Du Xian's attitude. Of course, he had married the daughter of the Zhenbian queen, so who would care about his previous connections? Naturally, he could handle the matter openly. "I'm not sure what happened exactly. Suddenly, there were rumors that Lord He Rongrai is already preparing for the betrothal, and the wedding date is set for the 12th month. Lord He Rongrai finally opened his mouth. Mo Zian is just a son of a common merchant, and now the Lu family will be mocked by everyone," someone exclaimed in surprise. "Well, what can we do? Don't you know that Lu Jilan has deep affection for Mo Zian? After all, they are finally becoming a couple." At this moment, the crown prince and the eldest princess's husband arrived a little late, almost one after the other. The relaxed and leisurely atmosphere immediately became more formal. "Don't be so formal. Today is meant for fun and relaxation. No need for too many formalities," said the crown prince.